Oh, and by the way, Turkey is threatening to loose the migrants on Europe if Europe doesn't give it visa-free travel all across Europe, wherever they want to go, including your house. So that's just something who you're thinking of getting in bed. Oh, give us visa-free travel. Nice little continent you got there. Be a real shame if something happened to it. Oh, do you hear that? I think some of the migrants are getting loose. Oh, be a real shame if they all got loose and we gave them all boats to come across to Europe. Good luck with all of that. It's a dangerous world, people. There's a reason you have a wall around your house. All right. I think I've made a pretty good case. But with regards to immigration, the government has no idea who's coming into the country. They haven't a clue. They haven't a clue. When you have a large population from a particular group in your society, say Pakistanis. When you have a large population of Pakistanis, it means more Pakistanis want to come to the United Kingdom because there are already lots of Pakistanis there. They got contacts. They don't want to go to Poland. I don't know how many Pakistanis are in Poland. Probably not a lot. So, of course, this is a snowball effect. The more you get, the more you're going to get. The more you get, the more you're going to get. There's a lot wrong with the European Union. It's this big, giant layer of socialism that, like all other government programs, produces the exact opposite of what it claims. Oh, we're going to be all about security and it's going to be free trade. Nonsense. It has made Europe far less secure. It has made Europe, by taking away local currency, it has given, it's taken away from countries the ability to devalue their currency if they have overspent. And this is one of the reasons why it is crippled. Greece got to borrow at the rates of Germany and spent like crazy, and things kind of went haywire from there. So it's a giant, massive mess of a problem. Who's going to care about you more? Some local politician who looks you in the eye, who grew up around you, or some guy in Brussels who doesn't even speak English? Come on, people. This is not that hard to figure out. It's a layer of communism / socialism / fascism that is a complete mess and disaster and is dissolving the historical sustainability of the entire European civilization. It is corrupt. There are massive amounts of regulations that even if you don't trade with Europe, you still have to obey. It's insane. You have to retain, as a country, the ability to decide for yourself. The courage that the United Kingdom might have with regards to the Brexit, with regards to voting to get out of this, which is like getting onto a lifeboat early on in the movie Titanic, or the actual Titanic. You don't want to be the guy spinning down and dinging his forehead off the propeller at the end. For God's sakes, do it now. If England leaves, this might be someone getting out. It might inspire other countries to reevaluate their addiction to this incredibly bureaucratic, socialistic nightmare of the EU. It might cause a chain reaction of escape and cause the actual potential survival of European civilization. I kind of like European civilization. I was born in Southern Ireland. I grew up in London, England. I have visited a lot of places in the continent. I love Europe. I'd love to come back. But you all got to get it through your heads that the EU is like the Soviet Union. It's not going to work. It is a massive socialist disaster. It needs to be stopped before it is too late. There is no magic soil. There's no magic pixie dust in the air in England that turns everyone into people who are like the native British. It's not there. It's not there. It takes time to integrate. It takes time for people to come to your country and integrate. It's not that hard to figure out. Imagine if you moved to Beijing, China. How long would it take for you to feel exactly like the people who grew up in Beijing, China? You probably never would. Your kids, a little bit more. Their kids, a little bit more. After a couple of generations, maybe everything's hunky-dory. But you need to figure that out. You can't just keep piling more and more people in and just cross your fingers and hope it's going to work. It's going to do the opposite of working, just as all government programs do. Government immigration right now is a government program. It is a disaster. It's not a disaster like it's inconvenient. It's not a disaster like, well, there's an odd smells of cooking in the hallway. It's a disaster like the entire Western experiment might go down the tubes. The entire history, civilization, and culture of the Europe, all the way back to ancient Greece, ancient Rome, multi-millennia of development, of freedom, liberty, independence, rights for women, separation of church and state, a free market, a dedication to science, philosophy, reason, objectivity, all might crumble and fall in a dissolute mess of warring perspectives. It is time to stop this mad experiment, raise the drawbridge, and let the people who came to Britain because it is Britain enjoy what they traveled and worked so hard to arrive at, to live in, and to achieve. You cannot hand away the fruits, hard won, hard fought, bled and died for by your ancestors, the fruits of liberty. You cannot hand them away because you're afraid of being called bad words. Save yourselves, and through that, you may save Western civilization itself.